Self-handicapping, Section 3, Major Theoretical Approaches, from Wikipedia, the Free Encyclopedia, at em.wikipedia.org. The roots of research on the art of self-handicapping can be tracked back to Adler's studies about self-esteem. In the late 1980s, Goffman and Hilder published research concerning the manipulation of outward behavior for the purpose of impression management. It was not until 30 years later that self-handicapping behavior was attributed to internal factors. Until this point, self-handicapping only encompassed the usage of external factors such as alcohol and drugs. Self-handicapping is usually studied in an experimental setting, but it is sometimes studied in an observational environment. Previous research has established that self-handicapping is motivated by uncertainty about one's ability, or more generally, anticipated threats to self-esteem. Self-handicapping can be exacerbated by self-presentational concerns, but also occurs in situations where such concerns are at a minimum.